Yeah. Thank you very much and good afternoon to everybody, also from the Secretariat of the Water Convention. And as Federico already said, the main outcome, or one of the main outcomes of the UN Water Conference was indeed the Water Action Agenda. And as you can see on the next slide, actually more than 40 commitments of this Water Action Agenda are related or focus on transboundary water cooperation. And this is obviously positive. And I would also like to stress that several of those commitments relate to the topics which we're discussing here these days, namely to data collection or data sharing or monitoring and assessment, etc. So for example, one commitment from IGRAC, another commitment on the International Research Center of Big Data for Sustainable Development Goals, or another one from Space SI in Slovenia, one commitment from the Finnish Environment Institute, or from Austria. So, and to name just a few, so this shows that the topic which we are discussing here these days also has been reflected among the commitments made at the UN Water Conference in March. And we hope obviously that these commitments will be implemented going forward in the next years up to the next conference and even up to 2030. Also, positively, 9 commitments refer to support to our accession to the Water Convention. And actually, the Water Convention chair, vice chairs, and lead parties and the secretariat also made a commitment in order to accelerate transboundary water cooperation through increased accession to and strengthened implementation of the Water Convention. Then, as many of you already have heard, the Water Convention, also the Water Conference, also enabled basically an advancement in accession to the Water Convention, as you can see on the next slide. And we had the pleasure to welcome 2 new parties, namely Nigeria and Iraq, which acceded during the UN Water Conference, and more than 10 other countries also expressed their willingness to accede, including some of your countries present here. The UN Secretary General also asked or encouraged countries to accede to the Water Convention, as well as the PDA and the UN Water Chair mentioned the convention. We were involved in the Interactive Dialogue number 4, and overall transboundary cooperation had a high visibility with more than 70 plenary statements referring to it. Not only at the UN Water Conference, but also at the high-level political forum, which followed then in July. As Federico already said, at this year, the High-Level Political Forum SDG 6 was under review with a review session in New York on 11 of July. And here also more than 20 countries mentioned transboundary water cooperation and several of them also the Water Convention. In addition, during the Water Action Agenda special event on 17 July, we were glad to welcome the Gambia as a new party to the Water Convention. We hope that obviously in the next few years, even more countries will accede to the Water Convention. And there were also a number of side events organized on water during the and transboundary cooperation during the High-Level Critical Forum. Now, I would also like to look a little bit ahead because water and transboundary cooperation needs to stay high on the international agenda. And the next big event will be the COP28, the 28th Conference of the Parties of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Dubai in December. And as we all know, water is not so much discussed there. At COP27, water was for the first time included in the cover decision. That was a great step forward. We hope that water will be also brought up in the negotiations and in the discussion in Dubai. And we would like actually to encourage you all to do so, if possible, that your governments, your heads of state, your ministers would mention the importance of water for climate change adaptation and mitigation in the statements and in the talks there. And if possible, also mention transboundary water cooperation and the Water Convention. We, as a secretariat, we are also engaged in a number of events As part of the program area 4 of the Water Convention Work Program on Climate Change Adaptation in Transboundary Basins, for example, in a high-level event on water for the clean energy transition, also in the thematic day on peace and health on the in the Water Pavilion, where we contribute to and organize some sessions, and then on the Water Day, for example, we are also organizing some side events. And we also work with some of the organizations present here on different side events in order to highlight the importance of water again in the climate change discussions. But we look forward also to hear maybe still more from you, how you're engaged, how your countries engage, and maybe some of you or your climate people are actually also organizing side events where maybe the topic and the good practices, including those discussed yesterday and today morning, could be still included and presented, because we all know how important water is for climate change, but it's not sufficiently discussed in the COP framework. Finally, on the last slide, you can see the plans for 2024. So indeed, World Water Day will be focused on leveraging water for peace. The World Water Week will also be focused in August then on this topic. Then there will be the High-Level Critical Forum and the Summit of the Future in September next year in New York, which will start discussing what comes after the SDGs. So I think that's also an important occasion to make the water voice heard. And finally, then indeed, the 10th session of the meeting of the Parties of the Water Convention in Slovenia in October. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Sonia.